Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's really, when I look at my family, I come from humble beginnings. I'm poor, you know. And when you look at it, you go to school, you go find a job, and you work really hard to get to the middle class or to get, or lucky if you get to the 1% club, the $1 million club, to live the American dream. You know, when I was young, you know, we come from poor, humble beginnings of despair. And to see people become rock stars or movie stars or Supreme Court justices or presidents of the United States or Wimbledon champions, you know, they made their dreams come true. They achieved the ultimate dream. Well, most people won't get to that part, but they do. It's a possibility that anybody can become that or more. You know, fly into outside the earth or, you know, win championships or become a doctor or a lawyer, and, you know. And those dreams, doctor, lawyer, are definitely possible. You know, that's part of the American dream, to be successful. I know, because when I was young, I had so much despair and so many things, so many obstacles against me. And I say that now because I still have those obstacles against me as I look back at those times. So I was told that I had a gift at this, or I may have a gift at this, but I had to make those dreams happen. But when I was young, I guess because of my despair led me into being an artist. Unexpectedly, I had no idea what life was setting me up to do. I did not plan out to be an artist and come to L.A. from my hometown, upstate New York, Buffalo, because that was not in the cards, you know. But as I got older, from a child to a teenage to a young adult, the obstacles to succeed were becoming much harder, you know. And as I had such a horrific life early in my life with so many obstacles and the lack of ability to live normally because of child abuse and because of craziness and because of chaos that all through my life. And my health was affected mentally from all that chaos, that it seemingly was impossible for me to achieve that American dream. So when I became 19, 18, and I wanted to study music, and I was told I could not do it in college, I thought that was a violation of that, you know, the objective to make the American dream come true, because college should be freedom. And I knew that as an adult, you know, I was so rigidly restricted as an adult to be who I was. And I had pardon me. As a young adult, I was restricted and I was persecuted, and I went through so much that, you know, but as a young child to the adolescent, I was persecuted and I suffered so much that as an adult, I had the freedom to make decisions. And I thought that wasn't right. You know, you should just let me, you know, do that and everything would be fine. But I had to make a decision because I think the powers that be were hindering my chance at freedom of their American dream, of their possibility to make decisions that can get me to where I need to go, because I had to find my place in life. So as an adult person over 18, 19, I made the decision to try to make those dreams come true by going my own route. And, you know, the route was so fast to get out of where I was because of the restrictions and the atrocities and the horrific situations I had experienced as a child and adolescent, that I left my hometown. And I was still in the industry of music. I've been interested in music for many years, and I wanted to see if that dream, the American dream, could happen for me to make it in Hollywood, to be a pop star, rock star, songwriter, and so on. And that has been such a struggle, which, you know, unfortunately, it was to be expected. I mean, to go to try to become something like that, it takes I was told it could take years. So when I came to L.A., before I came to L.A., someone gave me good advice. Be careful where I go, because it's a city that I don't know, a big, large city like New York, L.A., and told about the many situations, the tragedies of people trying to make their dreams in Hollywood, the rock stars that who did desperate things to get there, how hard it is to become, to make it in that industry. And if I did make it, it would take it could take years. And to have something to fall back on, or try it in 5-10 years, or I was told this, give it 10 years, give it 5 years. It's no, so when I came out here, I had the ambition. When I got off that Greyhound at 19 with my suitcase, I came to, I was in downtown L.A., and yeah, it was dangerous, but I'd never been to L.A. before, and I was willing to make my dream come true. But I realized I was one of millions. So the ambition led me to finding a place to live. It took some time. And when you said finding the right place to live, it took me over a year or two because I was homeless, but I was aware, got myself off the street. And I talked about this in podcasts about these odd jobs I had to find a place and the horrific situations. I got no Social Security benefits. It was so hard to find. I wasn't thinking about that because to help me find, to get a place, but also because I was ambitious about music, to make those demos. Because it was hard, I realized that, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of demos. Or to make it in an industry. To go on stage, to take risks when I was young, and go right on stage and sing in front of a crowd in West Hollywood. And that was like an evolving process, or in Hollywood, or San Fernando Valley, or in different places. So I did all I could. But it was still hard, it still was hard. So, yeah, the rejections came right away about my music, the put downs, all that, and so after about 11 years of doing it, I started to look around, and I was like, uh-oh, I better do something. So I went back to college to see if I can have that, just to do that and still not give up on those dreams. And did the demos, played the Sunset Strip, tried all those bands, tried to do it solely, tried the record companies, they rejected me, tried the compilations. So that first compilation, I was like, okay, I better start doing it. The second compilation, no one cared. Compilation was passed around Hollywood, radio station, so on. What I encountered would not just be, the rejections, the despair, was harassment by crazy people. I attracted people because I was trying to make it in an industry. I was singing, and I attracted people who were crazy. They were insane, prejudging me to be something that I wasn't, prejudging me to be something wrong with me mentally, which wasn't true because I was in the rock music. And there's a lot of rock and rollers in L.A. or pop music, or it's a pipe dream, making assessments on me because of the way my skin color. And I realized the racism thing and how hard it is to be a minority in a society. I was like, okay, they're calling me the N-word for no reason. They don't like me trying to better myself. Or I'm experiencing the other side. It's like, oh, because I'm into rock music, I don't like my own people. I don't think like that. That's what some African-American person say. When they say people, I mean, they talk about skin color. Look, I'm not kin to any other African-American except my relatives, my mom and my sisters. So they're not my people. What I consider my people is the human race. So black, white, or brown, we're all human beings, and we all are equal in that department. That has been shown scientifically. But they that ignorance. If I ain't dealing with that, I'm dealing with being called the N-word for no reason or something else. So I was like, okay, trying to get the American dream, I had to encounter racism and I had to encounter harassment. And then the employment situation, they didn't want to hire me, and the only jobs I got was telemarketing, or I got helping people move things, clean. I swept floors at a nightclub that I was singing at, all kinds of little things. And, you know, yes, I'm going to mention it. I didn't get no Social Security benefits. I didn't get no secure job. But I wasn't thinking about that. I was just trying to see if I could get in the industry. So what money I get was saved for that demos or for that costume or for the videos or for something, you know, something to get in that band or to buy that piano or to buy that microphone for the group or whatever. As I got older, I realized, okay, academia was a possibility. So that was a possibility of the dream to possibly get my BA and get a good job, a good job. A job as a teacher or professor or something, you know, like that in middle class. And I looked at that. Yeah, that could be a possibility because that's American dream. Well, when I got out of college, no one wanted to hire me. And the only jobs I got were low-paying jobs. And I was laid off. They didn't have enough money to pay my salary. And in those private businesses, I was a coordinator. And they closed down. So the American dream was very hard, being in a large city. And also, the other situation it was that there was a job where they took away my Social Security benefits because I wanted to be treated as an employee. I really did because I spent all those years hard work. I even got training as a counselor. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to be a peer counselor or a counselor. Okay, I got training. I got an AA degree. Okay, I got a BA degree. So I was just training and I was trying to work. And then I went from that and I was like, I want to be treated as an employee because I want to be treated like a human being, something that I felt I haven't been treated like in the society. I haven't been, you know, I had so many obstacles. I didn't feel good about myself when they took away those Social Security benefits. So because of that, I don't want to work with that organization no more, and I can't because they don't think I'm qualified anymore, and I would not try. So because of the other situation of the private business closing down or not wanting to pay me a salary because they didn't have enough money or going being hired for $20 an hour and then being laid off a month later because the whole business closed down. I don't want to work with no more small private businesses out of the question. And I do not want to work with no nonprofits either. I want to work with a business that can pay me a salary, a large company that's stable. With the exception of, I still have that dream to make it in music, but as I get older, it's harder to say I'm going to make it. But I still believe I have to be positive, you know? But then I got the opportunity to put my songs out on the radio or online and stuff after so many years of struggle. And I've written those songs with somebody or I've written them by myself. And I registered them, and I copyrighted them, so that American dream was to go into Hollywood. And then I got the unexpected occurrence, which I couldn't deal with, which is sanity, and that, you know, take away my dream. Which people saying that they own my songs or trying to hinder me from making an industry, make up lies, harass me, call me names. So I experienced racism. I experienced all kinds of things, all because I wanted to release songs because that's what I came out here for. They want to take my dream away to make it an industry. So I was like, I feel I deserve that. That was hard to deal with. And that was crazy because it's like, what are you going to do? I'm a goody two-shoe. But then again, I'm like, I'm being naive. There are sociopaths and bad people in this world, and I need to be aware of it. That industry is very cutthroat. And I wrote all those songs. I really want to be with you. I want you. I mean, I'm trying to use those songs to get in the industry as a singer or songwriter, and someone's trying to lie about me or say they're going to impersonate me or do things to – harass me simply because I have a gift to write and sing. That is so unfair. Try to take away my American dream because of their jealousy and their evil deeds. And, you know, I was harassed for that. Then I was harassed for trying to be a law degree. Then I realized that happens to a lot of people who are trying to make their American dream come true, a Hollywood dream come true. They want to try to take it away by harassment or making up lies or say they got money from samples. You know, that's so fucking evil and unfair. After all those fucking years I experienced struggling in the industry, trying to make it in the industry. And that's something I cannot tolerate. But I was told just to continue with my dream and so on. I ain't going to take some, if I see other artists, and I know artists who make their song, I ain't going to stop them from getting in the industry. I'm a goody two-shoe. I'm a good person. But the world is not. The world's not good sometimes. There are evil people on this planet. So I had to be careful, copyright my song, and register it. Now, in the other side of the coin, the practical, trying to get, you know, go and get a master's, go to school, and then try to get a job, and someone trying to hinder me, come and harass me, because they don't want to see me succeed. And I'm like, I already experienced all this suffering, all these years of struggle in the industry. I already experienced all this heartache and prejudgment. I wasn't hired by jobs because of prejudice. They thought I was too big or too odd and based on their perceptual biases and bigotry. And you're going to tell me you don't want me to succeed? Isn't that unfair? But that is untrue. It is unfair. There are evil people, regardless of color, in this society who want to take away people's dreams and stop someone like me who have talent or who have ability to go for dreams to make it come true. I don't need to hear or be around some insane, dangerous criminal coming my way, want to get in my way. That's not fair. And they sit on their fucking ass and targeted me simply because of jealousy or their inability to take care of themselves. But that's exactly what happened. The false preconceptions about my behavior, simply because I had to stand up for myself, talk about these things, or complain, and they make false allegations about my health, my mental health, and so on. Yes, I do have health problems like anybody, but I can walk a stage and write a record. I can do it consistently. And they're going by how big and fat I am. I'm not qualified to be in the industry because they think I'm too fat. Well, there's Lizzo. She's a plus size person, and she made it. So they need to stop. There's no more Milli Vanilli lip syncing or whatever you call it, 1980s fakeness here. You have to be genuinely have a gift to write and sing. And no, I didn't sign anything away. I didn't sign nothing. So, but that happens. I know I was told that happens to people who have ambitions to be a lawyer, a doctor, or to be in the industry. That evil, jealous people or people looking for a buck will come my way, especially in the music industry. They're looking for a person to step on or steal or harass or take my dream away. I even dealt with, you know, getting a home, which is an American dream, and people, crazy, insane, mentally ill people, genuinely dangerous people in my neighborhood who think they have a right to just trespass and look into it. I mean, I didn't come buy this condo. I mean, that was luck. It was connected. You know, I had no idea. I was struggling, and someone helped me. So that's the American dream. And they want me to, they think I don't own it, so they think they can have a right to look into it. You know, that's a dangerous, evil, crazy person who should be locked up in a penitentiary or something. I ain't attracted to people like that. Why are they coming my way? Just because my skin color is brown or the way, you know, that don't give me them the right, dark brown doesn't mean give them the right to come my way and to target me for bigotry or give them the right to target me because if I look like them that, and they are dangerous and crazy and they're looking for a victim, they should not come my way. I do own the place, thank God. At least have something in the American dream. but I don't want no crazy person or someone to get in my way who's evil. I don't hang out with evil people, but the world is filled with evil people wanting to do that. But there are mostly good people on this planet. I had an unfairness in trying to make that dream happen. The Hollywood dream did not happen for me because not only was it because of lack of opportunity and getting rejected, was because of being harassed and targeted by dangerous, jealous individuals who or evil people who looking at me as some victim to step on. Like they always gossip, oh, they took my song to use it. They made so much money, and they were doing it to press my buttons. These were all lies. But the thing is, they did it so much, and they may have, I don't know. But I know I copyrighted those songs. Or to undermine my potential to be a lawyer, because they don't want to see me succeed. Like I said, that one guy said, I'm too uppity. I'm going to remain uppity. That's a racist comment. That's an evil comment. I had to feel good about myself. It's hard to go for that American dream. I had a very hard time finding jobs. I had a very hard time. But I'm not giving up. I am not giving up. I had to feel good about myself. Stay away from the dream killers. They came my way too much. That was one reason why it's been hard to go for that American dream. Yeah, the false misconceptions about my behavior or my personality, because I used the four-letter word, I'm very sorry. I'm a very nice guy, but that some people consider me too crazy or too odd or not well enough, all these false preconceptions because they're ignorant. There are some ignorant people in this society. They don't know me personally. They may hear my song, or perhaps they heard me talking from whatever, how they heard me, but they don't know me on a daily basis, how or the way I act, and they have these false preconceptions about me that has nothing to do with reality. And I have to accept that if someone prejudged me and won't hire me in the job because of their perceptual bias or their ignorance, or somebody near me who prejudged me because of their ignorance. It's just a product of their limited awareness and their limited knowledge of how to deal with other people. If you want to know what a dangerous person is, you go check if they got a criminal record. Have I come outside and did something? Have I went to jail? Of course, I have my own style, and I have had troubles. It stems from all the stigmatization and the inability to get the opportunity based on bad luck and based on false allegations and misconceptions about me and how the way I look and how the way I act. And I have to accept that, but that is totally, I have this feeling of brokenness, but I can't let that stop me. So I'm still going to go for those dreams. And hopefully they will come true. But I don't want no crazy person coming around preconceiving me. And like they said, oh, I should be a caseworker. Listen, I'm not in psychology no more. I have worked very hard on trying to make it in a clinical psychology, and I suffered nothing but despair and limited opportunities. They didn't hire me when they gave me that recommendation. So I don't want to do it no more. It's the right thing to do. But I have to move on. There are other things to do in my life. If somebody has a dream or wants to do something, do not get in their way. If it's to be a nurse or to be a doctor or to be a rock star whether it's a fantasy that can come true, which is hard to get like a rock star, or whether it's practically to be a doctor, go to school and then get hired, don't get in their way. But people who are evil do, because they don't want to see someone succeed because they're jealous or they don't feel good about themselves. Well, so what? They should look in the mirror and go for their own dreams. But that's what has happened to me. I had trouble getting that Hollywood dream, the American dream, because of bad luck, missed opportunities, and dealing with dangerous people who want to take it away. They wouldn't even consider me for employment on some places, and I act very normal because the way I look is the way I, and so on. I want to tell you that not too long ago, I applied for a job to work at this house. And, well, I didn't want to do it because, you know, it was like, it wasn't what I wanted to do, but to work at this house for the disabled, because I had training as a psychologist. It turned out the guy that was hiring was very prejudiced because there was no black people in that house. He did not consider me because he never hired an African-American in that house. So I realized that even in clinical psychology, there was racism and prejudice. So, and in other parts of jobs, that I was, you know, judged by that, or judged because I was so big, they thought I could potentially do something. And I don't have no criminal record or conviction of assault or doing anything like that. They didn't look at my personality. I acted very nice, and it wasn't good enough, simply because of their bigotry or their ignorance. I don't want to work in psychology no more because of those bad experiences, and I'm not going to change my mind. It was too much despair. And I worked in jobs that didn't last very long, but I got some money to pay my rent or to make demos online, but they didn't give me no Social Security benefits. So that's how hard it was for the American dream, and it's still hard. Going to college is no guarantee that you're going to get to the next big job, but it's a better chance than not. So that's exactly what I went through. That's why I always talk about dreams, because I had trouble getting them, and it had looted me in more ways than one. And I'm still trying to make that dream happen. I always make sure that when I come across somebody who has a dream, which I do, I always tell them, your dream is going to come true. I tell somebody they're going to pass the California bar to be a lawyer. I always tell them, oh, you're going to make it. I told somebody at a party, they graduated from college and they're going into the music industry. I told them, you're going to make it. I always have to do that because that's the right thing to do. Because when dreams come true, it's better for society, it's better for me, it's better for everyone. When somebody's dream is taken away, it hurts society. It affects society in more ways than one. But that's what happened to me. An unfair history of trying to make that American dream come true, the Hollywood dream. And I come from a humble beginnings where I lived in a poor family. And we have to see somebody like me or somebody succeed. And that's not fair. It's not fair at all. I didn't come here to have a broken life. I came here to be a successful entertainer or to be, to fall back on and be a successful lawyer or doctor or be somebody that I can be proud of and make a good living at it and be given that chance at that dream, a dream that's been hard to accomplish and a dream that has lack of opportunities for me to do. But at the same time, a dream for me to continue so they can come true, so I can make a good living, so one can see my abilities and give me that chance and not be an idiot or a bigot or try to hinder me from doing something that's genuinely, honestly, the correct thing to do to make my life better, because if my dream comes true, other people's dreams come true too, and yours as well. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.